Priska assures no coercion in inmates in international news. Trump seeks $152 million to reopen notorious Alcatraz prison.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Governance expert Isaac Mwanza has expressed concern over what he describes as an over-reliance on presidential directives for routine operations in the public service. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Mwanza said it is worrying that public service workers often wait for guidance from the head of state before addressing issues that fall within their responsibilities. He has pointed out that many public service officers across the country are facing serious sanitation challenges, which he said should be addressed proactively without requiring intervention from the president. Mr. Mwanza has since stressed that individuals who are unwilling or incapable of carrying out such duties have no place in public office, emphasizing the need for professionalism and responsibility in the civil service.
There are many more questions than answers. Why is it that we have to wait for the president to give directives for ministers, for permanent secretaries, for directors, for people at the University of Zambia, for them to resolve these issues? Zambia has a lot of universities and a lot of public institutions where the sewer system is not okay. Go to most of these places, even the courts themselves, there are blockages in the sewer system. Does it mean that the president have to step in all the time for people to do the right thing? We think that it is the wrong way of running government.
The Prisons Care and Counseling Association has stated that inmates will not be coerced into voting for any political candidate in the forthcoming elections, but will instead make independent choices based on issues affecting them and the nation. In an interview, Priska Executive Director Godfrey Malembeka said inmates are increasingly aware of their rights and are capable of making informed electoral decisions. Dr. Malembeka has explained that inmates will vote according to political party manifestos, as they did during the 2021 general elections, where many exercised their democratic rights based on the policy positions presented by candidates. He has noted that access to television and radio sets in correctional facilities has enabled inmates to follow current affairs and stay informed about national issues and political developments.
Their voting will depend on what all the leaders from different political parties are saying. Their voting will also depend on what those leaders are actually including or talking about, because they have television sets, they have radios. I am convinced, as a former prisoner myself, that they will vote exactly the way they voted without intimidation in 2021. I want to tell you, I'm a former. A prisoner is not a person easily who can be intimidated or who can be threatened by anyone. A serving inmate or ex-prisoner is a courageous person, full of fortitude. You will only convince them when what you are talking about is making sense.
Government has revealed that labor productivity among many small-scale farmers in the country remains low, averaging about 9 kwacha tungwe per hour worked, according to the Zambia Productivity Assessment Report. Speaking during the Agriculture Masterclass training, Ministry of Labor and Social Security Acting Director for the National Productivity Development Department, Jacqueline Chipoma, said the figures indicate that farmers are not yet realizing the full value of their efforts. Mrs. Chipoma has noted that despite the hard work being put in by farmers, productivity levels remain below potential.
If your productivity increases from 9 kwacha 20 kwe per hour to over 20 kwacha per hour, this means your monthly income also is going to go up, and you'll be able to employ more workers to help you with the farming. Efficient planning and planting, irrigation, record keeping, and market planning can raise your output without even increasing your labor hours. without even increasing your input that you need to grow your vegetables.
Meanwhile, be a farmer and be a billionaire, Chief Executive Officer Eric Mwenda has emphasized the importance of empowering farmers with modern farming techniques and a business-oriented mindset. Kanchivia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda says he is confident of being adopted as a UPND candidate for Kanchivia in the August elections, despite being a relatively new member of the party. In an interview, Mr. Chanda said his decision to join the UPND is aimed at ensuring continuity of the development programs he has implemented over the past 5 years. He has added that his style of politics is development-oriented, focusing on improving service delivery and empowering youth, women and persons with disabilities at both local and parliamentary levels. Mr. Chanda has noted that while adoption is important, all interested members are free to contest, but his priority remains sustaining development in their constituency.
What's like in soccer? You know, you don't say, not because I've been on the bench for too long, how come this one has just come in and so Messi has started to play. It's what it is. Politics is what it is. It is very important that beyond the voting and beyond who is standing, etc., we don't lose sight of why we're in politics for. I have worked for the last 5 years and implemented what I have implemented, working very closely with the government. It is in the best interest of the government, it's in the best interest of the president, that the foundation we've laid for the people of Kanchivia continues to run for another 5 years.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economic analyst Yusuf Dodia has urged the government to invest in a national railway system to lower the cost of doing business and reduce reliance on fuel. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Dodia has explained that rail transport is significantly cheaper than road transport, about 25 times more cost-effective, allowing cargo and passengers to move more efficiently by train rather than by trucks and buses. He has noted that reduced dependence on fuel would ease import costs and lower operational expenses across multiple sectors. Mr. Dodia has added that a modern railway network would improve the movement of goods and people, boosting economic productivity and supporting long-term sustainability.
We need to really now start investing in a national railway system that covers every part of the country. So in my view, if we have a railway system that's running, rail transport is 25 times cheaper than road transport, meaning instead of having trucks and buses on the road, we are likely to move our cargo and our people by rail, which means that we would be buying less fuel to feed the Zambian economy because the demand would decrease. And secondly, the cost of doing business would reduce tremendously.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
U.S. President Donald Trump is seeking $152 million to reopen the infamous Alcatraz prison as part of his proposed budget for the 2027 fiscal year. Located near San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge, the site, also known as The Rock, was once regarded as one of America's most notorious prisons, but has served as a tourist attraction in recent years. The budget request is seeking money to rebuild Alcatraz as a state-of-the-art secure prison facility, with funds covering the first year of course. The BBC has more on other global stories.
An earthquake has killed at least 8 people and injured a child on the outskirts of the Afghan capital, Kabul. The Afghan authorities say they were all members of the same family. The 5.8 magnitude quake was centered on the northeastern province of Badakhshan, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Iran has continued to fire missiles at Gulf states and other countries in the region as the war with the U.S. and Israel enters its 6th week. A drone attack sparked at a fire in an oil storage facility belonging to foreign firms in Basra in southern Iraq. American forces are continuing their search for the second crew member of a U.S. military jet that was shot.